102.9.
It's music by KK and International Boy. So it's also called Mercy. It's 9:12. Thank you so much for choosing Above for Average Radio. This is where radio comes alive. I tell you what, right now, every single Friday, Shaquan, this platform that we've created and that has become an award-winning platform that is hosted by award-winning personalities. I don't know. This platform has made it point, Shaquan, to... To highlight newsmakers. Okay, these are people that we gossip about in our WhatsApp groups. These are people that we talk about.
Not when we, gossip. We just talk about. Not me.
Was he not there?
No.
And now we've decided, listen, we're going to bring them on air.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask them the questions themselves. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the man that at one point was the darling of Namibian hip hop. The man at one point where we all looked up to him and were like, oh man, he's got the hardest bars
in
the game.
He's the cool kid.
He's the cool kid. Yes. He's the one that came and said, listen, I don't like, don't give me your whatever bubblegum raps. I'm the man that's going to give you bars, man. Bars, man. Yeah. What are you talking about? Make some noise for KK, how dare we be in your presence today, guys?
I don't know, man. How did
what are y'all doing around me?
Hey, my guy, how you doing?
I'm all good, man. How are you?
I know, we fantastic this side.
We good. You know how have you been, Kadeen?
I've been well. I've been well. I've been pushing, been working, been living, been fathering, you know.
Yeah.
I've been living.
Yeah.
Doing life elements.
Yeah.
Important things, so to say. But how's the journey been since you've actually been off the scene? Because it's been run about 4 years.
Yeah, it's about 4 years now. Mm. It's been different. You know, music is and will always be a major part of my life, my existence. I've done it for so long. It's not something you just walk away from.
True.
But it's been, I don't know. It's been weird. Like the past 4 years, I haven't recorded or anything, but you know, I've been gathering beats and stuff. I would still call up an artist every now and then, like, hey, come on, work, man.
Yeah. Or, do something.
I'll call up a producer, like, hey, still beats me, bro, man. And they're like, hey, but you left. Well, hey, just send the beats. I'm doing what I need to do. For myself, for those around me. So it's life.
So in terms of music though, especially you even saying right now that sometimes you still reach out to producers and so forth, is it still something that you're thinking of getting back to? Or something that you're thinking of opening like a label of your own and you actually take artists under, under your label or anything like that?
In terms of label, no. Look, the thing about labels in Namibia is it almost never works.
Yeah.
Because the people that start the labels are artists themselves. And in the end of the day, like, they will push themselves more than they would actually push
the talent.
The talent you check. No one wants some new kid to be bigger than them. Labels, I think we're still a bit too small for that right now. I'm not saying it won't work, but so far we've all seen.
Yeah,
it's a bit hard.
Well documented. Well documented.
Yeah,
this debate that we always have, used to have, you know, especially on your come up.
Yeah.
And the debate was always, are you a kid from Katutura or are you a kid from Gibeon? Explain the connection of Gibeon for us as a Liputa.
Okay, cool. Born in Windhoek.
Born in Windhoek. Okay.
Raised in Gibeon. And then when I started school, I had to start school, I came back to Windhoek.
What school could you have at now?
Yeah, primary.
Primary, okay.
Yeah. But every holiday, even the dag voor die skool sluit, ek is klaar op pad Gibeon toe. My grandmother raised me in Gibeon, my grandmother and my aunts. You know, ek is 'n nama maniki man. Yeah, it's where I'm from. I love the place. It's a small little village. I can't call it a town.
When last were you there?
Ish.
Yeah.
2 years maybe? Yeah, two, maybe three. Mm. I don't know. Like, time flies these days.
I know, right?
You open
like
your
a blur
eyes.
When you actually think about it.
It's crazy, yeah. But I've been telling my kids also, I want to take them.
Hmm.
I don't know when. I just need to make time.
I was about to ask
time.
If they've been there.
No, they haven't. Mm. And it's actually sad, man.
Yeah.
But I've been telling them that I want to take them. I just need to make time, like for a weekend even, and just drive down quickly. You know, show them around.
I mean, now that you mentioned kids, my guy, you know, if it's one thing that as entertainers, as influencers now in 2023, that's what we call it now.
You do have influence.
As influencers, right, in your modern day 2023, we always get criticized as male entertainers of not talking enough about fatherhood.
Yeah,
you know, and in turn, you know, positively influence yeah. you know, the gentlemen that look up to us.
Yeah.
Walk us through your process with fatherhood, my guy. You said now it's not too light tickets, too hot kope. How's that experience been, my guy?
Okay, I have two daughters.
Mm. You're a girl dad.
Yeah, yeah, the both of you
man,
are.
The
best kind.
The best kind.
Come on.
The real fathers. Yeah, I mean, we raise you queens.
I'm raising two kings.
And now you're raising two kings. Yeah.
Look, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
I believe I'm a great father. Mm. Or I try my utmost best to be. I love being a father.
Mm.
I mean, like with my baby. Look, with my firstborn, it's a bit different. You know, it's
yeah. You know, they came early. Circumstances were a bit different, yeah. And you know, yeah.
But now with my secondborn, she's with me every day.
Mm.
You check fun. The hospital.
Mm.
She's with me every day, and she's a daddy's girl.
Mm.
She loves her father. I love her too. It's just it's a different kind of feeling, man.
Mm.
Being able to be there, you know, giving them what they need, watching these little characters build, these little personalities. Mm.
Yeah.
It's something beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unexplainable.
Yeah, so how old is your first daughter?
Nine. Yes.
Like, if you had to look at the journey of you fathering her, obviously you were very young at the time.
Mm.
But what are some of the lessons that you learned with being her father at such a young age that you intentionally make sure that, you know what, I'm going to pour better into the small one? Because we learn along the way, right?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
First of all, I know it's not always the case, but it would always be a good idea to maybe plan and be ready for something that huge.
Come on.
Because this is a life you're bringing.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You're creating. It's not a joke.
Mm.
This is a life.
Mm.
These are people, little people that have no say over anything.
Come on, and fully dependent on you.
Exactly.
Mm.
So I would say I wish that I had been a little more prepared, a little more ready for the entire situation.
Mm.
Maybe a few things, you know, did a few things differently also.
Come on, yeah.
But it is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you just do what you need to do.
And you make up for that time.
Exactly.
So before we take a break right now, what would you say is, what legacy would you want to leave with your daughters one day?
Do you know, I really...
And I'm not
like,
speaking anything bad into existence. I'm just
saying
that even from when they start having conversations like at UNAM, at NUST with their friends, my father taught me this and I'm going to carry it. What would that be?
Look, all I want for my daughters is personally with me. The relationship I want for them to have with me is trust. And I want them to be able to tell me anything, because it's so hard with girls, man. I mean,
girl child, yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard. I want absolute trust. I want them to be able to talk to me about anything. That's the only way I believe I'd be able to guide them.
True.
You understand? Because as soon as they might be like a little afraid or whatever, that's when funny things start happening also. And you can't help someone if you don't know.
You'll
know to a certain point, but I just want them to know that when I'm gone one day, I mean, they had a father they could depend on, a father they could talk to about anything, a father that would do anything for them. You understand?
All right. Hold that thought. 9:22, speaking to KK on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is where radio comes alive. Mr. Newsmaker, Mr. Main Event is in the building. We'll be back in a bit. Stuck around. Don't go anywhere.
Meet Donna and Chris.
Hi.
Donna and Chris have worked in the same office now for three.
This was Ozumoya.
Fresh breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average. We've got KK, Mr. Main Event, in the studio. I'm going to bring it to music real quick.
Okay.
What songs do you think from your catalog, Shaquan loves?
Okay.
I'll give you a clue. Let's see what song.
He's too smooth.
Okay. SMS me.
SMS me. Wow. With Bethel.
Yeah, I'm starting. Wow. I'm starting from the jump now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, Kema. Mama.
Okay, okay.
Yo.
Let me give you one. let me give you the clue.
Okay.
Let me give you the clue.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, right? That. Like most people, when I like come across them on the street or whatever, they're like, "We Go Hard is your biggest song ever." What? And I'm like, no, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I just think it was my first hardest song.
It
was the song that put me.
It was the foundation, okay. Honestly.
Okay. It was the song that put me on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for me.
Hence why it's so strong in our memories.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, I would say that it is my favorite from your whole entire catalog, not to, you know, downplay all the other work that you've done.
Yeah.
Because Kadine was my junior at VIS.
Yeah.
And
she was a bully.
Oh my god! This is the third or fourth person to say that, Shaquan.
No, I have said, actually. I've said I was a bully.
Oh my god!
Okay. But honestly, just seeing like a schoolmate on that platform and just how talented he was, honestly.
Because he commanded the whole country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You commanded the whole country.
I think it was that fusion between Eclipse and him. Like, it just worked so well.
Yeah. Like, till this day, if I listen to that song, just the beat. Because when I listen to my music, I would listen to the beat. I would focus on the beat alone and then on the vocals alone. I listen to that beat, man. And I'm like, man, Jula was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
No, he was. Way.
That guy was ahead of his time.
He was.
It's just so sad. It's heartbreaking that we lose these people at such young ages.
Yeah, I am.
They could have done so much more, but I mean, that is.
As for me, what do you think is my favorite song from your catalog?
You guys are making a.
You are on the spotlight after a while.
Exactly.
Karatura Kid.
Not even. Let me surprise you. Not even. Love Karatura Kid though.
Okay.
But it's not even in my top three. Let me hit you with this one. You don't know the song?
I do not know.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second.
It's from Genesis.
Wait a second.
Money.
No, it's not money. My God, I can't believe this. This is so much fun. Where's the song now? I had the song here. No. Wait, I got it. It's Murder, dude.
Oh.
Come on.
We make them say murder.
Exactly. Look here, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. So Lenti even
no,
having...
No.
Who's that?
Yeah, this is Karen who's listening to us from Spain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, hi, Karen. Dog. Wow, Spain.
I know.
Yeah.
My goodness. You guys have reached, no?
And sure. Karen, I would say that he's much more handsomer now. It's not a word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying.
It looks good.
So, I mean, murder my guy.
Yo. You know, the history behind that song.
Hard song, bruh.
That beat was actually for something else.
Okay,
and
okay.
And I turned it into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But tell us, what was it meant for?
What
because,
was it meant for?
Because
yeah.
that song was, it's so deep, my guy.
You know, okay, so when I started, yeah. I had an issue with a couple of guys, man. I just felt like, chill a rep ni, man. Like you said.
Yeah.
You're That's taking why, up space for no reason.
Yeah, you have this hype for nothing. You're not doing anything. You're lying to the people. So it was the one dude in particular.
Okay.
And then it sort of became something almost. And then I sat down with Jula and Bethel one day at KFC and JT also at KFC. And I'm like, let me just do one song, man, to neto mi story daughter, man.
Yeah.
Like a class. And then Bethel was like, this isn't a good idea. We shouldn't do this, you know. Beef isn't good for the industry.
Yeah.
that's Bethel. Yeah. Peacemaker.
And I was like, okay, I hear you there. Yeah. I look at Jula, I'm like, what do you think? And he's like, hey, man, I'm already thinking of the beat. he made that. And then I ended up, just scrapping it.
Hmm.
And we did Murder instead with JT. Because JT is one of my favorite rappers, man. Hmm. This guy is he's a lyricist. Hmm. Like, his pen game is something else.
Yeah.
He has that Lupe Fiasco vibe.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Wordplay is just, it's out of this world. He's one of my favorites. Jacques Titus.
Yeah.
Love you for life.
But I tell you what, Shaquan.
Yeah.
There is no way we bring personalities and newsmakers and not surprise them with a couple of things.
Mm, like?
No, it doesn't work. Like, you can't come to an NSK and Shaquan studio
and not leave with your cup full.
And not leave with your cup full. No way, sir. Let's start with this one right now.
Mm. Morning, Kadeen. It's such a privilege and an honor for me to be able to send you this today. Thank you for your professionalism, for your work ethic, and for your perfection in everything that you do. It was a absolute pleasure working with you during your time at PME. You really pushed us all to get to the next level. And I'd like to say thank you to Fresh FM as well for the platform that they have granted, and that we are able to give you your flowers while you can still smell them. Mm. Thank you for everything that you do for the industry and have done for the industry. I wish you nothing but success with your family, business, and your music as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys are getting me teary-eyed now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do one last album, man. Ikmutnet. I have to.
Why not?
Officially announced on Fresh FM exclusively, KK just confirmed that he's gonna release a whole album.
Why not?
Thank you, Peter, if you're listening. Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot, man.
Mm.
It means a lot.
We're not done, though.
But we're not done, my guy. What? Come on, bro.
Yo, good morning to you guys in studio. Good morning to all the Fresh FM listeners. I hope everybody is having a good morning. I hope everybody is keeping warm. I hope everybody is staying healthy. I understand you guys are giving my brother his flowers today, so I had to check in one time for the one time. Shout out to my brother, man. My brother, Kadeen, a.k.a. KK, a.k.a. Dagadizo. You're a legend, my brother. One of the most talented people I've ever met.
True.
At the age of 17, we took this Namibian music thing to a whole new level. Mm. It might not be the highest level yet, but we definitely took it to a whole new level. And that's something that can never be undone, something that can never be replicated unless we do it again. I hope you enjoy this moment, my brother. I hope you take it all in. I hope you savor it. You deserve all the love, all the appreciation people are showing you today, all the respect, my brother. I'm wishing you nothing but the best with whatever you're working on, whether it be this business thing, or whether you're still pursuing music. And if it's music, I trust you're about to drop some fire, my brother. Mm. I wish you nothing but the best. God bless you. God bless the family. Stay up, my brother.
Come on.
Love.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, walking away from something that you're so passionate about, it can't be the easiest thing, you know? And just hearing that affirms that, man, you did your part, but we still want more.
One more. And we're going to celebrate you, my man, when you decide and if the time is ready.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but KK, here's the thing also, my guy. Like, you need to understand, apart from the industry, there are other people that also love you, my guy.
Good morning, Namibia. Good morning, Fresh FM. Good morning, King K. Kadeen. So here's the thing. This is my friend for over 25 years. If it's very few, 25 years. This guy is a type of guy that always participates in things, but his participation is not merely for the fact of recognition. He does it because he wants to be best. He wants to be the best, be it in business, be it in music, be it in cooking, be it in playing olongomati. They call it ten of one. It's like a card game. At least in that part, I got to see that he's a team player. But other than that, this is the type of people you want on your team. In Namibia, you should be grateful to have a young man willing to be a leader, follower, and a team player at the same time. At the same time, he has got all this mixed up. If we are to say that we haven't got people we can call Swiss knives in Namibia, then you people are joking. Then you have not gotten to know KK, Kadeen Maximilian. Once you know this guy, you people would understand what I mean. But when you know somebody so long, it's usually very hard to tell people, you know, why these people are special. What makes this guy extra special is because he's a Swiss knife, man. This is a Swiss knife. Regular old dude, but a good Swiss knife. Have this nigga on board, and the team is good to go. Stay fresh, young king.
That's your boy Dean, bruh.
Hey, man, I grew up with Dean. First of all, before I get to him, my brother Desmond. Love this guy, man.
And you know what the beautiful thing is? We're in an age and time right now where we have to express our love for our brothers.
Absolutely.
Man. If you love your brother, you love your brother.
Tell your brother you love him today.
KK, I'm going to give you a chance to respond, but we've got one more X here for you, bruv.
Maximilian is an amazing person. He is selfless. He is our provider. He's our protector. He's our alpha. He's our, you know, the king of our castle. He puts our happiness before his, which is something I really hate. But I guess when you're the head of the house, you see it differently. I love how he's actively teaching our daughters how a man should love, provide, protect. It's beautiful to see. I love doing this parenting thing with him. I love seeing him wake up every day to achieve the goals that we have set for our family. It's the best thing that could ever happen. I love him as a partner. I love doing this love thing with him. It's beautiful. When you get the chance, guys, date. It's so nice here. I hate his jokes, though. Here, the dry humor. But that's fine. Everything else makes up for that. But he's definitely, he's the best. In my next life, I would definitely choose him over and over again. And for me, it's forever and a day, and he knows that. I love you.
Come on. So, I know their story from day one. It's been a long time. So that was our beautiful Kuna. Yeah. So you see, for me, because she's trying to record that, and he's just over around her. And he's like, can he go?
Talk to us, man. Let's start with Desmond.
Okay, yeah. Desmond, yo, man. This guy, I always tell people, if anyone had to make it from Namibia, like make it abroad, the States.
Yeah.
Because back then, the States was a dreamers.
Yeah, true.
It's this guy. This guy has talent that is just, I don't know. It's something else. He sings, he raps, he dances. That's a triple threat.
Yeah,
that's true. What major labels look for.
I add one more. They donor is a muy donor girl.
Oh yeah, no. Good looking fella.
Yes, you know that's something look at this. I'm just being bright. She's muy chica. Oh, men to men, is all right, girl.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll give you this one.
Yeah. And you know when Desmond and I work on something, it just clicks, bro. That's the long story. See, we understand each other musically since day one. We understand each other, but look. We'll love the same beats. We'll hate the same beats. Because I know a song where the Vietons, okay, this is the one.
Yeah.
Let's get it. You can play a beat. On my way here, I heard you guys talking about Timbaland and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
How he recorded that beat that day.
Yeah.
That's the situation, bruh. If that thing is banging, we do it that time. And it's a smash. Hands down. Jelegan Amal bring, there's no better combo.
Yeah.
In this country. And I hope we can do one or two more.
Yeah.
Just one or two more. Let Lenet Festan.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Dean, I grew up with this guy. Like he said, I don't think, is it 25? It might be more, man.
Yeah.
It might be
Snare,
more.
Bruh.
It might be more. This is my brother, Festan. It's a hardcore damara. It was real damaras. Yeah. Ochibingwes a minsa. But I love him, man.
Yeah.
I love him. He's my guy. He's my guy. We've been through so much together. We've lived together, Sanji. He's my guy. And then, obviously, the Lomo, the love of my life.
Lomo.
That's my woman, man, Sanji.
Yeah.
I put her through things. Sometimes they check off me. Why did I do these things? But it is what it is.
Yeah,
it's my person for life. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life.
Yeah.
I love you forever, man.
Yeah.
But ek moet, I have to. You guys, today you...
We switched something on, didn't we?
Yeah.
Look.
So Karen, who's in Spain right now, because we're running a little bit out of time.
Okay.
She says that she'll be home in December. I'll get myself a copy of the new album. Hopefully it'll be out by then. And she says that you are the greatest. And I always refer to him as the Namibian Chris Brown. Makadin was a pretty boy.
Was?
I was getting there. I was like, he was a pretty boy, but now you've matured into such a handsome, beautiful man. Honestly, this growth, honestly, I have to commend you on it.
Thank you so much.
And I'm not
a
bully anymore.
So
we never miss people.
Lindsay also sent us a voice note from the WhatsApp line. Oh, sorry about that. The technical part.
Once upon a time in my youth years, KK's voice, KK's bars, just that voice and the bars, I could get pregnant. Guys, I had a huge crush on this nigga. Just no groot.
All right, cool. That's Lindsay also showing love, my guy.
We also have a shout out here from Etienne. Etienne is listening.
Gummy Bear.
Yes, and Efran, apparently we should ask you, he says that we should ask you about the Manchester United Namibian fan club. What happens there? What do you guys meet? I'm also a Red Devil.
Okay, cool. So I'll try and make it quick.
Okay.
So we don't have an official supporters club in Namibia. So I took it upon myself to register one.
Okay.
We're in the process of getting the whole application done.
Okay.
We're just waiting for season end.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might be like the self-appointed chairman.
it was my work.
of the supporters club. But I just feel like, yo, man, there's such a big following, United following worldwide. And especially in this country also. But we don't have this one place where we can all meet and watch football or talk football or whatever. So I thought, yo, let's just do it. It's not rocket science. You send one email, they respond, they give you requirements, you meet the requirements, put in the application, and then it's done.
True.
I've got one last shout out also here for you, KK. It's crazy now how everyone is like,
our phones are just blowing up as well.
Shout out to KK, man. The industry needs you. Ons wil ook weer dope video's kid.
As Cube man.
Cube man.
That is cute. No, definitely. Look, honestly, I wanted to touch on this earlier.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been getting beats and whatnot for the past 4 years and so.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of beats. I have some concepts that like half done.
Mm.
And I have the title already. I have the folder on my phone with all the beats in it. The title of the album is there already.
Wow.
It's just, it's more of a passion project. I don't want to approach it with, you know, that business sense, trying to make money from music or like a commercial artist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. If I drop it, I'll drop it for free. Mm. I'll shoot videos, a couple, because I can't shoot a whole lot because my ideas are always very expensive.
Yep.
And I'm sure you and the desert guys probably fight all the time.
Listen.
So, but I don't want to put a timeline on it also. I don't want to date stamp it. Mm. But... the only thing that can stop me is my grave right now. I promise I will do at least one more.
Yeah.
Final words?
Yes, or just to remind you, August Miles, friend to the brand as well, is listening from Swako. Big fan. But yeah, man, Kadeen, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Blessings and blessings and blessings upon blessings on you, the family. Yeah, man, it's all love. You have a home at Fresh, and
we just can't wait to see what it is that you do.
You know, back with the music, the business, whatever it is, just me.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. I truly appreciate it. I feel like I needed this.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then you just need that little push, maybe that little reminder. Mm. And I feel like this, I'm emotional, man.
Mm.
I'm emotional. But I love being emotional because it's so hard for us. To be this way.
Even finding safe spaces. Oh,
yeah,
man.
And it's such a bad thing. But yeah, thank you guys so much. I truly do appreciate it.
Yeah. I got it.
Boys and girls, especially the youngins.
Maybe
you don't understand what music is. Maybe this noise of today is blinding you.
Mm.
The man that is sitting in front of us, the man that is in the studio right now, right in front of this.
Wearing his heart on his sleeve. This
mug. Right? Yeah. This is the man that started this thing.
Yeah. No, honestly.
This is the man that understands
what
you apparently are trying and attempting to do today.
Take a couple of notes from him.
Take a couple of notes
jabs,
from your OGs.
Honestly. You can,
just learn.
Mm.
Learn. KK, thank you so much for your time, my guy. We appreciate you so much, man.
Yes,
Kaima
means.
And for those that don't know, this is my biggest song.
We go hard, hard. Always be my favorite.